My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing, a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States, and she was also a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. She joined us many times in 2016 to talk about FBI Director James Comey and his handling of the Hillary Clinton email and server investigation. At one point, in fact, Victoria said, "Jim Comey has to go." And that's exactly what happened on Tuesday when President Trump surprised a lot of people, Comey included, by announcing that he was terminated effective immediately. So Victoria is here now to offer her analysis. And Victoria, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm delighted, Greg. It just came too late, like 3 months, 109 days too late. Those of us in the swamp knew who the alligators were in the swamp. And we all tried to warn the White House, and they didn't listen to us. So
if he had done this right away, I mean, the Democrats were talking a lot about the timing of this. If he had done this right away, there was certainly a lot of chatter at the time of the inauguration about the Russians as well. So would they have been any more content with the timing then, do you think?
Oh, well, no matter what Trump does, they're not going to be content. I mean, it doesn't it take a lot of gall to one day, as Schumer said, Comey should be fired, and a few months later say this is awful that he was fired? It's a lot of gall, but they do it.
Explain what message you and others specifically transmitted to this administration about Jim Comey and why it should have been done sooner.
That Comey was a narcissist, that it was all about Comey, and he delighted in wanting to bring down powerful people if they were Republicans, because you may recall back in the George Bush administration, there was an independent counsel, Patrick Fitzgerald, and who appointed his very best friend to be that independent counsel? James Comey. Mm. Patrick Fitzgerald indicted Scooter Libby, and Scooter Libby deserves a pardon. In fact, we're his pardon lawyers, because it was recanted. The only information against Scooter Libby, the only testimony at trial, was since recanted by Judith Miller. But more importantly, this is what's significant, Greg, is throughout that investigation, Scooter's lawyer was told consistently by the Fitzgerald people, if you give up Dick Cheney, this will all go away. They were trying to bring down Dick Cheney. And you can bet your bottom dollar that Comey was involved in talking to Fitzgerald as he was doing this.
What do you make of the timing? A lot of people think that it's because Jim Comey just testified and issues of Russia keep popping up. Others have said it's as simple as the Deputy Attorney General just getting the job a couple of weeks ago, and that's the amount of time it took him to come to this conclusion and send his message to the Attorney General and ultimately the President. What's your sense on the timing?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Rod Rosenstein wasn't even in place, and I thought he did it, you know, that job in a nice short amount of time, because I'm sure he thought about it and met about it. But the sins that Rod pointed out in his memo to the Attorney General were a sin of usurpation of the duty of the Attorney General. That's not the director of the FBI's place to decide to prosecute or not. And holding a press conference and telling derogatory information about the subject of the investigation, Hillary Clinton. I mean, the Democrats should be rejoicing. This is called one of the reasons that he's being fired. But what Rod Rosenstein left out of his memo, and I'm not sure why, was that Comey misstated the law. When he said no reasonable prosecutor would go out and indict this case, there wasn't the needed intent. There's no intent. There's no intent in 1924. It is gross negligence. Whoever grossly negligently handles classified material, setting up a server in your bathroom is, you know darn well, that it's not protected and that it's subject to being hacked.
We're talking to Victoria Tunsing, former Justice Department official, former assistant U.S. attorney. And Victoria, what do you make of the certainly the media narrative and also the Democratic narrative that this is really all about Russia, even though Russia was never mentioned in the Deputy Attorney General's memo, and also the demand that pretty much everything's going to grind to a halt in the Senate until a special prosecutor is appointed?
Well, the Democrats are just superb at messaging, and the Republicans are really bad. They get F. Remember the Clapper Sally Yates hearing last week. Every single Democratic senator said there was collusion. They talked about collusion. And then they also talked about the need for an independent counsel. Number one, the Republicans never came back and said, hey, it's one thing to say that the Russians tried to influence the election. It's another thing to say that anybody from the United States tried to help them, let alone the Trump campaign. So the Republicans never really set down that line of a distinction. And then the other thing is about an independent counsel. Well, who appoints the independent counsel? Nobody called them to task for that. It would be Jeff Sessions. It's the attorney general appoints the independent counsel. Do you think that the Democrats are going to like any person that Jeff Sessions appoints?
Well, no, but he's recused himself, correct?
Yeah, so then it would be Rod Rosenstein. Do you think they're going to find fault? They're finding fault with Rod now, even though they loved him, you know, a week ago when he got confirmed, 96-4. And this talk of an independent commission. Now, tell me how an independent commission gets set up. Nobody was asked that question. Not one Republican senator asked a Democratic senator that. Who's going to appoint? So you're going to go through the phone book and get people? I mean, you're going to have it like a bipartisan commission. That's what it is, not an independent commission, because they'll have Republicans and Democrats providing members. And what the Democrats know is that the Republicans are really lousy at putting tough members on their commissions. Go back to the 9/11 commission. Compare Slate Gordon with Richard Benveniste. Is there any comparison?
That's a good question. So what do you look for in the next FBI director? And I guess more importantly, what should the president look for in the next FBI director?
Oh, well, I have a candidate.
Do tell.
Ray Kelly. He is perfect. He was Bill Clinton's a commissioner for Bill Clinton. He also worked for Bloomberg, and who knows what Bloomberg's called, a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent. He marks X on the box of what political party you're for. So Ray Kelly has worked for all sorts of people and just done a fine job. He is like a lifetime career cop, and that's what we need at the FBI now to gain confidence.
Victoria, you've already addressed this to some extent with how the Democrats have reacted to this, but you've also got others going so far as to say, Senator Casey, for example, called it Nixonian. You had Jeffrey Toobin on CNN calling it the worst thing that's happened since the Saturday Night Massacre. What do you make of those attempted parallels?
Well, that's pathetic. That's just pathetic, and I think maybe the American people have gotten smart enough to ignore those kind of people. Now, let's see. The Saturday Night Massacre, I actually happen to have been a friend of Bill Ruckelshaus, so I'm very familiar with it. He was one of the ones who resigned from the Justice Department because of certain things Nixon was asking him to do. But in that Watergate, there was a crime. There was a burglary. There was a break-in. What's the crime here? What's the crime? Do we have a crime? No, there's no crime. We have three intelligence agencies, not 17, as the Democrats' talking point repeats over and over. Clapper even said that at the hearing. No, there were only three. There are 17 intelligence agencies, but there were only three that looked into this, that the Russians were trying to interfere with our election. That's been going on since Richard Nixon. Why is it all of a sudden an issue this time? Just because Hillary lost? I can guarantee you that there would not be any, if Hillary had won, there would not be any inquiry into whatever the Russians did regarding this election process.
Last question. What do you make of how the Republicans have responded to this? Some have been approving. Others have been far more cautious.
Yeah, they get out. They don't know how to fight. I mean, they're so unsophisticated in the area of prosecutorial procedures, because anybody who opposed this firing and who could not oppose the firing, understanding how Comey violated all the protocols of the Justice Department. I mean, he was egregious. I mean, we just even forget the fact that there was no IRS investigation, and that, I think, affected the 2012 election, if you want to get into that, of of tamping down conservative organizations. But forget that one. What Comey, and that's at Comey, he didn't do that. There was no grand jury. There was no subpoenas could be issued. I've never heard of a serious investigation conducted without a grand jury, subpoenas. He allowed lawyers to represent 3 and 4 people. He'd never allow that. It's called a conflict of interest, because that one lawyer then can get all the, and it was a she, all of her clients together, and they can all have the same, read from the same music. You never do that. All of the sins that he conducted during the course of that investigation even one of them, two of them, would be sufficient for firing. But he committed to just about every sin in the book that you could think of.
Victoria, we'll see where it goes from here. Thanks very much for your time and your analysis, as always.
Sure. Bye.
Victoria Tunsing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General, also a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.